Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about what the two of you can do to have the most epic vacation, whether you are taking a staycation or traveling around the world.
And Lee Hunt had this to say about traveling and vacation. She said, "Traveling in the company of those we love is home in motion." And I was like,
"That's good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that when we're talking about, you know, traveling with our spouses, thinking about that as being home in motion." And, you know, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for Tony and I to give you guys a virtual high five, to
That's right.
You know what, job well done. Look at what you're doing for your marriage. And this hug came from a post in the One Family Facebook group that starts out, "So my husband and I have really been working on our sexual intimacy pillar. We had a very tense day yesterday, and in the middle of the day, I looked at my phone and saw this message from him, and I literally could not stop smiling. He said, 'Can we get in some sneaky playtime? Get our kids busy doing something and make it happen, even if it's just a little foreplay. I feel like we need to connect ASAP.
With an emoji kiss.
With the kiss emoji. She goes on to say, "The intentional thought that he had in the middle of us bickering was just what we needed to snap out of it. Of course, this was right after I'd listened to the makeup sex episode, which is number 472.
Yeah, that's good.
2 months ago, he would have never done this. But since finding your podcast, our marriage has really changed and evolved. We're listening to podcasts and talking and sharing. It's just such a great feeling. We are, for the first time, recognizing each other's wants and needs in such a different way."
Oh, that's awesome. Love it.
It's incredible. I mean, yeah. You know, when you start becoming aware of each other's needs, when you get really intentional about even just changing the tone of, like she said, they were bickering.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to just say, "Hey, we need to connect.
That's right.
You and me. Distract the kids for a little bit. Let's get some of us happening in here." And really, as we are talking about epic vacations and it being summertime, I mean, that hug really just launches into this so much, just about like, how are we going to connect?
Right.
In this time, in this season. And, you know, vacations are getting ready to happen as the world opens up again to travel and to being able to do stuff. There are a lot of you that are like, "Oh my gosh, you know, we didn't get to go on vacation last year. We're back."
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're back. We're going to do something this year. The expectations are building. You're dreaming of all of the things that you're going to get to do, or all the places that you want to see, or the places you didn't get to go to last year that you're like, "We're going to do it this year."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, the two of you sitting on an island in the Caribbean or traveling throughout Europe or even climbing Mount Rainier, right? There are so many different options when it comes to vacations. I would actually say there are probably as many different options for vacations as there are couples and what y'all like to do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of expectation around what a vacation is going to look like. And there's expectation that he has, the husbands, right? And there are expectations that the wives have, right? Things that you want to have happen on a trip, things that you're expecting to happen. And you, it's easy to have these expectations in our head, right? You know, because we're blocking off this time.
Well, a lot of what where we're at when we're planning a vacation is in that place. We're planning. You know, maybe you're in that spot where you're dreaming of somewhere to go. You're thinking of somewhere to get away to, be it, you know, it may be just around the corner,
mm-hmm.
or it may be like Elisa said, it could be on an island or around the world or wherever it may be, you know, a couple states away, whatever it may be. But we get in this planning area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is, "Oh my goodness, what are the dates? When are we going? We need to get flights, or we're going to have to drive there. How long is it going to be? Are we getting a hotel? Are we going to go stay in a resort? Are we going to do all inclusive? Are we doing Airbnb?"
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, when we are planning that epic vacation and having it, is around what I would call the to-dos. Like,
right, all the logistics.
All the logistic to-dos to get there. We're not addressing the emotions or the expectations we have as individuals and of our spouse when we get there.
Absolutely, because you're blocking off. I mean, think about it. A vacation is a very specified time, a chunk of both time and money, mm-hmm. right? You're blocking off that time, especially if you're, you know, it's a childless couple's only vacation, right? You're leaving all of your children at home. That's a good thing. We're big fans of that. And so you're coordinating all these different things. You're coordinating the time away. And so you're going into this place of going, we've set aside this time for us. How's it going to go down?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you're like, this is so relevant right now because I've been having so many conversations with coaching clients who are getting ready to travel or planning their summer vacations. And the questions start coming fast and furious, even in our coaching sessions, right? Like what adventures are we going to go on?
Sure.
Because some of you are like the very adventurous and you're like, I just want to be going nonstop. Like you actually want your days to look busier on vacation than they do when you're at home, right? You know, like, those of you that have kids are thinking, how late are we going to get to sleep in? Yeah. Right? Like how blacked out are those blacked out curtains?
Yeah.
Right? Like I don't want to see any light. How many am I going to, you know, what new restaurants are we going to get to try? I've got a number of clients who are foodies and they're like all about the food and all of the food experiences. How are we going to spend time together? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if we're traveling with friends, like what's all of that combination of time going to look like? What's it going to be like to have a conversation that's completely uninterrupted without somebody saying, mom, dad, help, right? You know, and just to have that time where, I don't know, you just get to stare into each other's eyes and you're like, so this is us.
Uh-huh.
Right? And you know, somewhere in that conversation or in the expectations floating around in your head around the epic vacation is this thought of what's sex going to look like on vacation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Like, what's that going to look like? You know, like how much, how often, where? And the challenge comes for a lot of couples, and we've had this experience ourselves so many times. That's why I love doing these shows around vacations. When the expectations aren't met and the vacation doesn't go as planned. Because...
Been there.
more times than we can count, unfortunately. Because one intimacy you couple told me last week, they're like, unvoiced expectations are planned disappointments. And I was like, I'm going to borrow that.
That's a great quote.
They couldn't remember where they got it from, but I'm borrowing it from them and I'm just attributing it to them. Because I think that's super, super accurate when it comes to a vacation, especially if it's just the two of you. You want an epic vacation. Your spouse wants an epic vacation. But there are all these things swirling inside your head. Mm-hmm. And you've got this one finite period of time and money to make it all happen. And sometimes things go wrong or not as you expected. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that happened to us earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We're like, oh, you know, it's right around Valentine's Day. We're going to get away. It'll just be not like we're just going to go and check out. We only had 24 hours, but we're going to.
Well, we could have made it longer. We didn't think that one through.
We didn't. And it was right before we were doing a challenge. And so we basically took our work with us mm-hmm. and we didn't say anything, decide anything on like what we really wanted to do while we were gone. We didn't talk about whether or not we were going to, you know, actually have some electronic free time. We literally, I mean, it was a beautiful place.
Yeah, I was going to say the place was
amazing.
Amazing. We were up on the Newport coast and they have these Marriott villas. So anybody who's ever interested in coming out to California, this is in Orange County. Look those things up. They are great. They're two bedrooms. They're like 1,200 square feet. You have a full kitchen. I mean, it's absolutely just gorgeous. The deck was amazing. The view was great. And yet, Elisa and I failed in our time together. It's about a two-hour drive from our home here in San Diego to Newport Coast area with traffic. We failed in that amount of time, honestly, to just, you know, share what we wanted this overnighter to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused some frustration on both our parts.
And just disappointment. Because I think, you know, like I thought we were going to go and just get rejuvenated. And I remember driving home going, we probably could have just done this at home. Right? Like, Mm-hmm. We could have just stayed home and slept in and cleared our calendar for 24 hours and called it good. And that's...
The drive up was nice. So I, even though we didn't talk a lot on that drive, I always enjoy that drive up north going through, you know, Dana Point and mm-hmm. Laguna Beach and going up there and just and hanging out and just having that beautiful view.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's what we hear from you guys too, because, you know, we all want the epic vacation. Right. Nobody wants to go on a vacation where you come home and you're like, well, that was crap.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why go on vacation. Right. And yet we don't address things like, and these, what I'm about to share with you, this all came from the one family. This mm-hmm. is not just Tony and Lisa here. You know, what's our sexual intimacy going to look like? What are our sexpectations?
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a show on sexpectations a few years back. How do we balance the adventure and the relaxation? Because not every adventure person is married to another adventure type.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are actually adventure types married to people that would like to do nothing more than sit on the lounge chair by the pool and have the waiter just, you know, keep the drinks and the food coming.
Yeah. And there is a balance. What does that look like and how do we do that? And again, hey, for some of you, you're going off with kids, family, mm-hmm. friends. I mean, so there's a multitude of things that you're going to be thinking about, but these are some of the top ones that really you guys shared with us.
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you find things you both enjoy? Maybe the two of you have been so busy or it's been such a long time since you've had time together, just the two of you, that there's actually these concerns of going, what do we like to do together? It's mm-hmm. been so long. Like we haven't even had that conversation or what's the balance between being really planned out and having room for spontaneity?
Yeah.
Right? Because some of you will plan every minute of the vacation literally from the moment you lock your front door until you unlock your front door and you come home. And others of you are like, you know what? Throw the backpack on, start the car, ready, set, go. And that can cause friction if the two of you don't, like I was telling a couple in Intimacy U a few weeks ago, we were talking about them. And I'm like, you can actually have both of those work together, but you've got to be intentional about making that happen, right? How are you guys going to deal with your phones? This is a big one. This is a big one, right? What's the vacation phone policy or computer policy or work policy, right? All of that kind of gets lumped together. You know, are you going to have time where you're going to be able to, you know, designate that as work time or phone time or whatever? And mm-hmm. then what does the rest of it look like? How are you going to deal with stress? Because stress happens on vacation. I know we want to think about it being completely relaxing and that's never happened, but it's really easy for what you think is going to be an epic vacation to become excruciating super fast. Like epic to excruciating can be a fine line depending on what's going on. And, you know, we realized a few years ago that we didn't have to stay in this place, right? Because we had a series of vacations. It was what, like two or three in a row?
We did.
Where Tony was getting to the point, he's like, we're never, and this was specifically in regard to family vacation, he's like, we're never taking the kids on vacation again. Like it was miserable.
It was frustrating. There was just a lot of frustration, and a lot of it was because we would set all these things up. Like I said at the top, is we'd set everything up. We do all the logistics. We do all the planning. And then once we got there, what I had in mind of doing or being able to explore or just hang out wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout the days and, you know, over the vacation, I would just become more and more frustrated until something would happen. And honestly, I'd blow up. And it wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for Lisa. It wasn't good for the kids. And so we had to be able to go, wait a minute here. What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because Lisa has shared, you know, in my mind, it's our time and it's our money. And those two, you know, were in my mind like, well, why did we go anyways? I could have just hung out at home at this point in time and not spent any money and been cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's finding yourself whenever you're in a place where you're seeing patterns repeat themselves of going, what do we need to do to change this cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like what's possible? What if we could address things ahead of time so that we had a plan before anything started to derail our trip? What if before we left, we knew how we were going to handle different aspects, specifically around different pillars of intimacy, how we were going to handle that before we left the house, before we got to the airport, before we ended up in another city, state, or country, right? Something that you could actually come back to. Because so often, and we've been guilty of this, like I said, I mean, we did it again this past February. So clearly this show is a sweet reminder to Tony and I as we prepare for our summer vacations, It's possible to create that epic vacation. You just have to be intentional about making that happen. So let's talk about how to create that most epic vacation after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back. And we're talking about how to create the most epic vacations for yourselves. But first, I actually want to share some of your most epic vacations. We asked for this recently in an Instagram in Instagram stories. And I actually had to Google some of these places because I was like, wait a minute, I've never heard of this. There is a grain bin in Saskatchewan.
A grain bin room.
Like your own room.
You don't just like hang out in a grain bin. It's an actual room. It's really cool.
But they're like a private hot tub. Makes me want to go to Saskatchewan just to see this. So for those of you that know about this place in Saskatchewan, that was the first one. I saw it in the list of responses. I'm like, what? Yeah. What is this? But you know, you all have done bike tours in Spain.
Would have to require both of you being on the same page doing a bike tour. I love cycling. As many of you know, that is my pastime. It's what I love doing. I would not go on a bike tour with Elisa.
And I would not go on a bike tour with Tony. Yeah. So this actually works out really well. Yeah. We could do a walking tour.
We could,
and we've talked about that.
We have talked. And the one I'd been looking at is the Italian Dolomites. A walking tour, that would be just fabulous.
Fabulous. We're not there yet.
Nope.
We're not there yet. You've done safaris in Africa. Mm-hmm. You've done cruises without your kids. One that came up, Machu Picchu in Peru. This was surprisingly not us, but that was probably our most epic vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was
our 20th.
Oh my gosh. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. 25th is coming up, so we'll be setting that next epic vacation.
Yes. You've traveled to Morocco. You've traveled to Bazaruto, which is off of Mozambique. This beautiful, I mean, I Googled that because I didn't know what Bazaruto was, and I might be mispronouncing it. So if so, I apologize. But beautiful water.
Mm-hmm.
Just stunning. I mean, you've done trips like to Asheville. You've done Disney World and all of the parks. You've gone to the Outer Banks, right? And the thing is, I want to come back to the quote that we opened the show with, and that it doesn't really matter where the two of you are traveling if you're traveling with the one you love.
Mm-hmm.
And as the two of you really begin to plan your most epic vacation for this year or for future years, I want you to remember you're traveling with the person you love. So start there, right? And start there going, how can we together set ourselves up for success, right? How can we get on the same page and be on the same team, right? Like we talk about so often here at One Extraordinary Marriage, how can you get on the same team planning this trip?
Yeah.
So that you both know kind of what the game plan is and you know all of the different facets so that you can work together to make it wonderful for the two of you. And for some of you, this is going to start with just saying, well, what's our budget? And I know some of you just about wanted to tune me out. And I'm like, no, come back. Seriously, join me here. Don't check out of the show just yet. How much money do you want to spend? Not just on the trip itself, but while you're gone.
Yeah, the financial intimacy one is a big one that, you know, I would find myself on vacations of past and just going like, wait a minute, like we've already spent all this money to get here. Mm-hmm. And now we're spending that, like, whoa. And that would cause tension.
Totally.
And so you're better off having those conversations prior to going, and probably not the night before. You know, like give yourselves some room to to process what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, for some of you, you've been saving. So it's all there, which is awesome. For others of you, you're like, you know what? We do need to do a staycation and we're going to just figure this thing out. Okay, cool. Well, what is our budget? Because, you know, you are going out to dinners or breakfast or this or that. So at least you guys know where you're at.
Absolutely. And I want to say, just as a side note, even if you're staying at an all-inclusive resort, talk about the money. Talk about the money, because you might be tipping, you might be getting souvenirs, things like it doesn't matter. You still need to talk about the money, right? What do you each want to do? And this is individually and as a couple. I mean, I was talking to some folks a few weeks ago who are going to Cabo, and they're going with a group of friends. So it's like, I don't know, four or five different couples, friend group going together. And so we were talking and being really intentional in our conversation. Okay, what are the wives going to do? Like just girl time, like they just want to go to the spa. What are the guys going to do? You know, do they want to go, because it's Cabo, do they want to go fishing? Do they want to go golfing? Like what are the couples going to do as a group? Mm-hmm. And then what are they going to do individually? Like, what does each couple want to do? And now that's a big friend group type thing going on, but you still have to have the conversations if it's just the two of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting ready to go to a marriage getaway, and a girlfriend texts me this morning. She's like, well, hey, what time are you guys getting out there? Because we're going to go early because I want to spend the day at the spa and he wants to hit the golf course, right? Like they're already thinking these are the things that we each want to do before we're doing all our couple stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of conversations, you know, are there bucket list items that you need to cross off on this trip, right? Are there just, you know what, you've always wanted to try this spa or this golf course or this restaurant. Mm-hmm. You got to have that conversation so your spouse knows.
Yeah. And you guys probably have had dreams and everything. And really, you know, to have that most epic vacation, it's you guys taking time, engaging one another in your emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. And in all honesty, some of it may be like, oh man, do we really need to discuss that again? You know, we've been married for XYZ. We've done numerous vacations. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe this one you just need to. I'll tell you, for us, our most epic vacation was when we went to Peru. Mm-hmm. Most of it was planned out, but we left time for us to explore, do different things, relax. Elise and I honestly figured that trip out to the best. It was one of the best trips I have ever taken with her. And it was just because we were intentional about it, mm-hmm. more than anything, with from finances to where we wanted to go, where we were going to stay, the adventures we wanted to do together. But we had to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times when we wanted to relax. There are times when we wanted to do adventure. We talked about that. One of my big ones is sex expectations.
Totally.
And I think this is one that gets overlooked. It gets sort of like, okay, it's going to happen in both of your minds. And yet neither of you, and I can raise my hand and I'm sure Elisa could raise hers.
Totally.
Neither of us will bring it up. But there is an underlying current of expectations. We're away. We're doing something outside of our home, which means no matter if it's an overnighter, just in a staycation or a couple days to weeks, how are we going to have sex? Where are we going to have sex? How many times are we going to stick to the intimacy lifestyle? Or we want to take on a sex challenge? Mm-hmm. So what does it look like? And I think when we were on vacation with the kids, when they were younger, most likely, I think I was frustrated because these weren't addressed. And my expectation was like, well, we're in a different house. We're in a different place. Let's have sex. And Elisa's like, we're in a different house. We're in a different place. Cool. We don't have to have sex. Opposite.
Straight up truth. Another thing that the two of you need to consider, and this one's really important, is, you know, what's the plan for checking in with one another and dealing with the stress that you face while traveling? You know, chances are good that you're going to experience some stress. I don't care if it's a flight delay, if it's jet lag, if it's you're in a foreign country and so the language is a little bit more challenging, if you've lost baggage or something else. Like, what's your plan for attacking the problem and not each other?
And I'll even say, not even, you could drive somewhere. And totally. This has happened to us too. You know, how do you deal with the stress when you walk into that hotel room and you're like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This doesn't look anything like what I saw when I booked this place. Mm-hmm. And you can raise your hand if you've been there, because we sure have. And there is a stress. There's an underlying like, what the heck did we just walk into? And how do you guys deal with that? Because you have been traveling. You know, even if you're driving for a couple hours, you get there and you're just like, Are you kidding me? Now we got to deal with this. And that can derail you. Mm-hmm. And it's derailed Elisa and I. And I'm not going to say we're perfect in knowing how to, you know, de-escalate that and make sure. I'm very much the, hey, you know what? It's all good. We'll figure this out. Well, you know, I'll talk to the front desk. That's just who I am. And so I go into and I'm also the glass is always half full. You know what I mean? Where Elisa's like, oh my gosh, like really this, that, and the other. And so it's just, all right, no.
Oh no, I'm just listening to you tell the story.
you gave me an eye like you don't
I
do that.
I gave you the eye. Yeah.
Like you don't do that when we.
Sometimes you get irritated too. I'm not gonna. You do tend to be more the optimist, but there are times like I'm thinking when we went to was it Long Beach?
Oh, when we went to the Queen Mary.
When we went to the Queen Mary.
I was very upset on that one.
Yeah. So he tends to be more glass half full, more like let's find a solution and work this out. But every once in a while, not so much.
That one I was very upset not on. So yeah.
But the reality is, at the end of the day, you have to have a plan, right? If you want to have an epic vacation, you can't just leave it to chance. You can't just say, you know what? We don't have to talk about these things. It'll work itself out. No big deal. Because the intentionality factor, whether it's a couple having a 7-day sex challenge, whether it's a couple, you know, traveling to Rainier or a couple sitting on the beach in Cabo, it doesn't matter like what it is. When you bring the intentionality into your marriage, things shift. Mm-hmm. You see the best come out. You have a plan for how to do it. And I actually want to encourage you, you know, if you're going on vacation this summer, pick up the One Extraordinary Marriage Vacation Planner. Get our vacation planner and invest the time in your vacation before you leave, because you've already spent the time and money. Why not invest that emotional intimacy in doing this and get your hands on it? And just, I mean, I can't tell you how many testimonies we have from people that have like picked this up and said, you know what? It made all the difference. You can get yours at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/vacationplanner.
Yeah. And I'll also have a link for that here in the episode notes for you guys. But here's the thing. Before you take off, before all the logistics are done, you got all the planning done, our vacation planner allows you guys to set up the expectations around your six pillars of intimacy. So grab it, like Elisa said, sit down. It's not going to take you that long. It take you maybe 15, 30 minutes, 15, 20, 30 minutes, just depending on where you're at, how much you need to cover. But it's that guide, it's that plan. So you guys can come back to it while you're out on that trip. And just to be able to go, hey, you know what? Before we left, we talked about this. Let's make sure we do this, because this is what's going to make this trip the epic vacation that we both want. You guys have yourselves an amazing start to the summer season. We're excited to see your pictures and you guys just going out and honestly, just having an amazing time together. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.